We have very heavily congested roads, the slowest road average road speed outside London. The buses are regarded as expensive and slow, and the rail service is good in part, but certainly doesn't serve the whole city properly.
So why is that important? I mean, clearly it's inconvenient, but does it have a real effect on business? Well, is there evidence of that?
Yeah, I mean, the real bottom line is that investment in transport is absolutely critical to unlocking economic growth. I mean, I think it's an irony that when the government decided to open up South Wales in the late 60s, early 70s, they invested heavily in a motorway called the M4 and the high-speed rail link from London to South Wales, and by a fluke of nature, it skims the top of Bristol. And look what that's done for North Bristol. When those transport links were finished, we saw companies saying we can move from London to Bristol, and that started the big migration of very big insurance companies and banks down to Bristol.
So all that business development around Bristol Parkway, for instance?
Direct result of fantastic transport links. Before the early 70s, Bristol was famous for making paper and tobacco and Concord. But since then, we've got a far more broader base of business. That's a brilliant example. Had that motorway and rail line gone south of Bristol, we would have a fantastically prosperous South Bristol. Investment in transport is desperately important for unlocking economic growth.
And have we, in your view, missed out on inward investment because moving around within the Greater Bristol area is so difficult?
I think there are issues increasingly along those lines where there is this perception, it's not always necessarily the case, but there is a perception that the transport within Bristol is not up to scratch. Moving people quickly, cheaply, safely around a city like Bristol is very, very important.
We've heard from our reporter Chris Slade in Brest, actually, about the difference that the new tram system there has made. Here, of course, we've seen metro and tram proposals come and go for decades. There seems little chance of sorting out the city's congestion through any kind of light rail system.
No, I think that's not fair. We are on the edge of three metro schemes, they're now called, which is the Bristol Rapid Transit schemes. There's three schemes. There's Ashton Vale to Temple Meads line, which is somewhere along the track, if I excuse the pun. We've got the link to North Bristol, Hengrove, and the South Bristol link, which is in for planning. So we are dangerously close now to maybe making some progress in that area. I'm not saying that they will solve all the problems, but it's a good start.
But business doesn't really like Mayor Ferguson's plans to extend residence parking zones in the city, for instance, does it? Perhaps he doesn't have the same interests as business at heart.
Well, I don't know what his interests are, but certainly business is very concerned about the impact of a blanket rollout of parking zones across Bristol, particularly in North Bristol where we are, northern suburbs of Bristol, where it will impact on business and is already causing some distress.
So Mike, we now have local transport boards, and there's one for the west of England. Funding, of course, is reduced. Is there a need for a more powerful transport authority for the Greater Bristol area, a strategic organisation?
Well, certainly transport authorities in Manchester and the north and other places north of England have demonstrated that progress can be made quickly. But I wouldn't knock us too badly. We are seeing some joined up thinking between the local authorities who are recognising we can't just look at, say, Bristol on its own. We're linked to North Somerset, South Gloucestershire, etc. And they are talking and working together. The South Bristol link, which is in for planning at the moment, is a classic example where the relevant local authorities in North Somerset and Baines and Bristol have, because the road will cross various boundaries, recognise it's a single issue. And I think there's some good work has been done there. There's some way to go with the South Bristol link, but that again will be a wonderful example, if it happens, of unlocking economic growth. I mean, an independent report produced earlier this year says at least 4,000 jobs should be created out of that area, which desperately needs them. Unfortunately, a lot of us have a distorted view of Bristol because certainly north of the river, everything looks busy and high levels of GDP, etc. But we know south, in southern part, Bristol, you have some of the highest disadvantaged areas in the country. And a road, the South Bristol link, will really bring some good news to that part of the world.
The irony is, I guess, we're getting this new structure, we're getting the local authorities working together, but they have no money.
The local authorities do, yes, but central government clearly has access to funds. Department for Transport has various funds available, because at a national level, as we know from debates like the high-speed train line to North of England from London, that the money is there because the government recognises that investment in transport is vital for unlocking economic growth.
Yeah, so we've got HS2 on the planning stocks. We've got, of course, Crossrail going ahead in London. Maybe we'd like to see a bit more of that high-level funding here in the South West.
We would, and, you know, bless his heart, George Ferguson has been up to London, has been banging on the door, trying to get that access to that money. And I think with his energy and his focus, we may well see some progress.